जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरी प्रधारी जय गिरी धारी जय प्रभा जय यशोदा नंदना जय ब्रज जन जन जय ब्रज जन जन यशोदा नंदना जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन जय यमुना सुवन चारी जय नंद हारी जय यमुना वन चारी जय नंद बिहारी जय यमुना श्रवण चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना श्रवण चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तिरुवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय तिरुवन चारी जय यमुना श्रवण चारी जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राम हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय गोविंद जय जय पाल जय जय
Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jay Jay Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jay Jay Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Rukmini Devi Jai Dharika De Rukmini Devi Dharika De Jai Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radha Jai Radha Jai Radha Jai Radha Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Prabhupad 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 Jai Jai Prabhupad Prabhupad Prabhupad
Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada ki, is going to be the founder of Sri, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnavanda ki, Namacharya Sardar Thakur ki, Prem Shri Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktunda ki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopu Gopinath, Sham Kund Radha Kund Girgidhan ki, Sri Sri Bhumi Vrindavan Dham ki, Krishna Janma Mathuraji Dham ki, Sri Mayapur Navadev Dham ki, Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Tri Vikram Kshetra Dwarka Dham ki, Vaman Kshetra Dwarka Dham ki, Sri Gomti Dwarka Ji ki, Sri Dwarka Puri Ji ki, Sri Sri Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ji ki, Gomti Ganga Ji ki, Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ji ki, Sri Sri Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ji ki, Sam Ved Bhaktanda ki, Sri Sri Sidney Sri Nyatra ki, Sri Prabhupada Buddha Shushan ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Yudhi Dharma ki, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji ki, Sri Rukmini Dwarka Dhish Ji ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ji ki, Sri Sri Rath Yatra Ji ki, Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki, Sri Gaur Nidai Ji ki, Gaur Premanande, Gaur Premanande, Gaur Premanande, all glories to the assembled deity, all glories to the assembled deity, all glories to the assembled deity, all glories to Guru Vrinda. हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा ईशान त्वंतरिक्षम ओम ईशान त्वंतरिक्षम पापम फाइंड आउट ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, there are many verses in the Anushtup Chhand. This verse today we are discussing is also in the same lyric. And this Anushtup lyric is the best lyric to increase our devotional service. Esham Tu Antagatam Papam Jananam पुण्यकर्मणां ते द्वंद्व मोहां निर्मुक्ता भजन्ते मां दृढ़व्रताः एषां द्वंद्वगतं पापं The lyric is like this, see. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Esham Dvandagatam Papam Am in Sanskrit is the form of the Om and Om is non-different from Krishna so when Am we pronounce please pronounce it lovingly Esham tuantagatam papam. You have to close your lips and vibrate. Om. Esham tuantagatam papam. This vibration, being transcendental, it satisfies us because it is non-different from Krishna. The devotional service starts from the time when you start from your home. You have thought over today that today we will go to the temple. Your devotional service starts from there. Bhakti starts when you have the idea that you are going to come here. Please, all these activities, because they are connected to Krishna, they are completely away, far away from the illusory energy of the Lord. As soon as you decide that you have to come here, since then your bhakti starts. Don't be under illusion. Be always try to be here and try to hear sincerely. If you are at home, please open the books very sincerely. Have some simple aarti in your own house and read these things. your house also becomes Mandir. It's not, Krishna is not limited to any place. But definitely he says that wherever my devotees sing my glories, I am definitely staying there. I repeat this verse. Harihi sada vasait tatra. Sada means always. Vasait means leaves. Hari stays there, he says. Harihi sada vasait tatra. Yatra bhagavata janaha gayanti bhakti bhavena. When lovingly they sing my glories, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. The holy name of the Lord Sri Hari,
the holy name of the Lord Sri Hari,
is surely all that be.
There
is nothing else. Mataha Paratanam na anyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya, he says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. That apart from me, nothing exists here. But more so, when you try to connect yourself with Him. You are trying to connect yourself with Krishna since you left your place. You had the idea that you are going to the temple. Please come here in nice dhotis. Come here in nice saris. This is Krishna's place. We don't dress any other dresses here. Be Vedic in your behavior. Be very humble. Be very submissive so that you can get something from this place. And this is your capital for the rest of the week to undergo the whole torture under the grinding machine of the material existence. Material existence is a grinding machine. It grinds you for the whole week. And you are just relieved by coming here. This is the best way to put our mind at rest. Otherwise we are always agitated. There is no Krishna. As soon as the material existence is there, all the material things are in front of us. And they are all agitating. We are there, they are anti-human existence. The goal of human existence is to carry on the devotional service throughout day and night. But we have to maintain ourselves, that no doubt. Do your work very nicely. Whatever work you are doing, please be very careful that you are doing it very honestly. Don't look to what salary you get. Doesn't matter what fruits you get. But be very careful to perform these activities very carefully. So that you are completely satisfied after your work also. And satisfaction gives you happiness. As you are happy, then you can understand these things very nicely. And whatever anguish maybe you are having, minds are always troubling us, and the material existence situations all are after us to trouble. Please come here and get relieved for some time at least, and take this process with you. So in the troubles also, you will be very happy. Trying conditions don't affect us. Whatever trying circumstances may be, those who are completely engrossed in Krishna consciousness, they don't mind the trying circumstances. Because they know sansara dharmain amuhyamanaha. It is sansara dharma. It is the nature of the material existence. And if it is the nature of material existence, we are not disturbed. Amuhyamana. Muhyamana means here and there we move. Mu and muhya is same word in Sanskrit. And we are amuhyamana. We are not moved. Our destination is fixed. And I am running after Krishna. And he is the sole proprietor of the whole thing, very steady. Otherwise, how can he manage all these things? He is managing so much. Daily the sun rises in time, moon definitely is in time, tides are definitely in time, seasons are in time, rain is there, cold is there, heat is there, everything is in time. How much he has to manage, not only this planet, millions of planets like this, he is managing. And apart from that, every planet has its own movement around its axis and around the sun. How much he is managing. And even then he is very shant, shantakaram. His figure is very peaceful. We are not managing anything really. We don't know. Once I have taken prasadam, we don't know what is happening to it. I cannot manage my prasadam. I can eat, but I don't know how it is digested. Don't have any control over digestion. Every moment of the existence, Krishna is helping us and our children or whoever are around us. Please, please, with these ideas, be fixed. And as soon as you are fixed, then you will be serious about it. If you know that since you have left your home, since the idea came to your mind that we are going to go to the temple today, since then your devotional service starts. So engage in chanting. Keep always Japamala with you. Chant the names. You have come in car. One man drives the car. Other men just like a mad person look here and look there and look there and look there. Why? We others must chant so the driver also hears. And his mind also is steady. So he is calmly driving his car. Please, try to follow these things. Be serious about the devotional service. And equally you have to be serious regarding your material duties. Don't neglect. The bhaktas don't neglect the material duties. They perform it best. In everything, bhakta is the best. Be a nice devotee and be best in everything. Krishna likes the best. He doesn't have second class, he's always first class. Third class is completely out. So don't be third class, be first class, no second class also. This is how we come to the pages of Bhagavad Gita, where we are first class. And because you are first class, that's why you have today been selected by Krishna to attend the discussion here. He is here, right here. Naham Vasami Vaikunthe Yogi Nam Hradayanacha. I don't stay in Vaikuntha, he says. I don't stay in the yogis Hradayas also, hearts. Yad Bhakta Gayanti Tatra Tishtami Narada. He says, Narada, if you want to see me, then go to the place when my bhaktas are singing my glory. My kirtan is going on. My pravachan is going on. My presence in the deities. This is the place where he stays. If you want him to stay in your house also, these things must go on. He is not restricted to this place. Wherever my glories are sung, I am there. You sit alone in your house, in your room or wherever, and try to glorify him, try to sing his glories, read about him, try to understand him, and he is there. That's why we are satisfied. You come here, completely satisfied. This is the way, please. Try to be serious about these things. We have our own material existence. Material duties cannot be ignored. Engrave these things in your mind. Those lucky living entities who are in the temple, they day and night are serving Krishna. They don't have material duties at all. And to that extent, they are effulgent, but their minds are completely absorbed in the spiritual existence. And because they have chosen the right path, they are completely at ease. Please, devotees, you have done the best thing. Continue to serve Srila Prabhupada. And eventually, you are already there. Eventually, when you leave the body, Unfortunately, you are always there then. This is how the things stand in our life. And with this pointed attention, we come to sing this verse then. Please loudly sing. Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Jananam punya karmanam.
Na-na-na.
ते द्वंद्व मोह निर्मुक्ता ते द्वंद्व मोह निर्मुक्ता आ आ आ आ
जय वायु
आ आ आ इफ यू कांट वाइब्रेट देन प्रैक्टिस लाइक दिस आ आ आ आ आ ते द्वंद्व मोह निर्मुक्ता At this age, my throat is vibrating. Why your throat is vibrating? Te dvandva moha nirmukta.
Te dvandva moha nirmukta.
Bhajante maam dridhavrita.
Bhajante
maam dridhavrita. Bhajante maam dridhavrutaha Bhajante maam dridhavrutaha Bhajante, bhajante may they worship Maam, to me and to me Dridhavrutaha, with full determination These living entities who behave like this, they worship me with all their hearts. This is the conclusion of the verse. And we'll see what formula it is. Please recite. Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Jananam punya karmanam. Jananam purna karmanam te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante maam dridhavrita Now we go to understand the word to word. Esham whose? Tu but antagatam Completely eradicated. Papam, sin. Jananam, of the persons. Punya, pious. Karmanam, whose previous activities. They, dvandva, of duality. Moha, nirmuktaha, delusion, free from. Bhajante, engage in devotional service. Maam, to me, dhrivrtaha, with full determination. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Persons
who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life
And
whose sinful actions
are completely eradicated,
are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with full determination. Beautiful, you know. Persons who acted piously in previous lives, and in this life. And whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with full determination. Now please hear the purport. Srila Prabhupada ki those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. Those persons who are eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hatred. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the religious principles, who have acted piously and who have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very nice. There is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness, in the association of pure devotees. For in the association of the great devotees, one can be delivered from delusion. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2 that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. Mahat sevam dwaram ahor vimuktehe. But one who associates with the materialistic persons is on the path of leading to the darkest region of existence. Tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting that their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or to be fully engaged in His transcendental loving service with determination. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. How clear he is, you know. It's so nice. So nice just to read these two paragraphs. You please, for the whole of lifetime, meditate on these two paragraphs. Learn the paragraph by heart. And you will never go wrong. In the end, you will understand the whole thing and you go back. Refer this verse from Bhagavatam. Those who are serious, they should try to understand this verse, try to learn the translation by heart, and try to learn the Bhagavad Sutra by heart. Then life will be successful. As it is, we are going to be finished very soon. The life is very risky. We don't know how long we survive. What is your name? I'm talking to you. Sit right, look at me. Look at me. What is your name, sir? Huh? Oh, Mehak, very nice. Very nice, Mehak. Very good. Look at me, sir. Look at me, I'm talking to you. Hare Krishna. Speak up. Hare Krishna. You're shy. You're a girl or a boy? Girl. Oh, nice. She's very nice, you know. Sit right. Jai, jai. Please hear. These sentences are very powerful, you know. For those who are sinful, we are all sinful, really. We may not actually commit the sins, but our mind is not under our control. Always the bad ideas are going on here. Please, for a change, we must try to purify. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam sheha kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandamudhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam amritam asvadanam. How nice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. He gives in one verse the ocean of knowledge. And this knowledge must help us to fix our mind on the constitutional goal. We have our own constitutional goal. as you know, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaye vamsaha jiva bhuta sanatana. This is the first line of this verse. Mama eva. Eva means certainly. He says, you jivas are certainly my mama, my part and parcel, amsha. Mama eva amsha. Jiva bhuta. And you are existing as a jiva. How nice Bhagavad Gita, you know? You are existing here as a jiva. And your quality is sanatana. You are eternal. Krishna, how clear he is. He says, you are jiva, bhuta, you are existing on this planet. And please remember, jiva, that you are sanatana. You are eternal. And I have given you some set of things. Manah shashtani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. This is our position. Ma eva amshaha jiva bhutaha sanatana manah shashtani indriyani. Including mind, I have given you the set of six senses. And by those six, five senses and the controlling sense, mind, you are karshati, you are enjoying the material existence. This is what we are doing here. You are originally my own part and parcel, but I have sent you here to karshati. You wanted to enjoy yourself, separate from me. So manah shashtani indriyani prakriti sthani. I have forced you to be situated, sthani, to be situated in prakriti, in the material existence. This is his condition. You are jiva, you are eternal like me, but you are completely covered by the prakriti sthani. You are bound to be covered by the material energy. And in that material energy, I have granted you five senses and the controlling sense, mana, shashtani, nishashtani, six. Including mind, you have six senses. And because I have given you all these senses and the materially situated body, so prakriti sthani karshati, you are situated in the material existence, and you are trying to enjoy. This is our position. And if you want to clean yourself from this material existence, we have to be in the material existence. That is the arrangement of Krishna. You cannot deny. However hard you try, you have the body. And you have to be in the material existence. So herein, he gives our situation, and at the same time, he is very lovingly guiding us that you are put, son, into this situation. Now I'll show you how to behave here. Otherwise, if you obey me, you'll be happy. If you disobey me, you'll be miserable. It's very simple, isn't it? Is it very difficult to understand? You know, we buy this microphone or camera or whatever. So the company issues the booklet. So in the booklet, company knows that which key how to be operated. So if you follow the directions of the booklet, we are happy to operate the camera and we get nice pictures. But if you, in arrogance, you may say, I have seen many cameras, you know, forget about the booklet. You may break the camera or your pictures will be monkey type. This is our daily experience. We follow the booklets very carefully. You buy the computer, the big book is the issue with it. If you follow, you can operate your computer very easily. Otherwise, with all the machine available, you can't do anything because you are not following the instructions. So this machine is available for us with six senses, and we are supposed to have the enjoyment according to our choice. But at the same time, he says, that your constitutional position is that you are Jiva and you are Mamayevamsha. You are tiny part and parcel of me. So the rule is, the tiny part and parcel, instead of getting engaged and engrossed in only the sense gratification with these six senses, it is our duty to recognize that only sense gratification will destroy our spiritual existence. We are completely blind to it. Andhaha. We are blind. The persons who we come across, they are also blind. Andhaha, yathandair, upadiyamana. One is blind, another blind says, are you blind? I'll lead you. And both of them are blind. They may have an accident, fall into the ditch or whatever. Please save yourself from this. And as soon as you save yourself from this, then we come to the right conclusion to go through the scriptures which are particularly translated and purported by Srila Prabhupada and lovingly guides. Otherwise, we are sinful. We will definitely commit the sins. If you don't come to the bad, good side, you are definitely going to the bad side. Choice is yours. So please, sanely you have come to the temple, try to take this instruction from here, that always you have to be on a good side, so the sins will be less. As it is, we are in body, so sins are bound to be there. You cannot really completely clear. But it is our best endeavor, we are following these things, that I want to clean myself. So knowingly I will not commit any sins. This should be the position. Herein says it, for those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish and deceitful. So four things, you know. We are sinful, we are atheistic, we don't believe in the existence of Krishna. Man, he is breathing his air. Air cannot be manufactured in our factories. We are breathing continuously the oxygen. Who supplies? We have come from America or England or Honolulu, wherever, and we didn't bring the oxygen cylinders here. Oxygen is provided here also. From here, we may go to somewhere else, we don't have to transport oxygen cylinders. See how he is kind, otherwise we would not be able to move. I would be worried about the oxygen. I would be worried about the water. How much water to be transported? How much oxygen to be transported? He is so very kind to supply these things profusely. The things which are needed for our existence are supplied in plenty everywhere you go. And that's why you're free. Just you have to buy the ticket and go. No luggage is required, no oxygen is required, no water cans are required with you. How much are you going to carry? It will be impossible for us to move here and there. Because he is very kind to supply these things, why should we be earnestly sinful? And why can't we believe in his existence? What's the difficulty? The atheists said that we don't believe that he is there. So they prove that he is there, but I don't believe. You are rascal, man, he is there. Otherwise, if he is not non-existence, then why there is a need of telling that I don't believe? I don't believe him, that proves that he is there, but I don't believe. So they are proving the existence of God by denying him. There is no need of denial. When this boy was not here, so why should I tell the people that the boy is not here? And because the boy is here now, I can tell the boy may be there, but I don't believe he is there. My belief will not change the situation. This is the thing to be understood. Even atheistic, they are highly theistic. But they deny, that's it only. One denies and one accepts. But the existence doesn't change. And as soon as you come to this, the atheism completely flies away from our life. We have to believe anyway. And our constitutional position is that the tiny fraction of a spiritual spark must take help from the supreme spark. That is our constitutional position. Jivera Sarupa Haya Krishnaya Nityadas. Is it very difficult to understand this? And this simple thing we don't understand. And therein the necessity of saints like Prabhupada is there. And we know very well, because we are very near his time. Before 35 years, he was with us. So many people even now, they have seen us, seen him. They have heard him like us. They know that he was really there. But as the time goes, he has done such a wonderful work in 11 years, that the future generation, after 100 years, they will not believe that he was the ordinary person. They will definitely think that he is an angel or something like that. He has done so much duty. And this he warns us, that as soon as you start believing in Krishna, as I told you, that as soon as you decided today that you have to come to the temple, you are liberated. Because that was the connection between your own reserve of existence. We are existing because we are connected to the reservoir. This light is flashing because it is connected to the powerhouse. Something happens, the connection is cut. The bulb will appear like a bulb, but you don't have its bulb potency. As soon as you connect ourselves with Krishna, we are glowing. As soon as you cut that connection, you look like a human being, but you are not a human being. This is the meaning of the constitutional position. And reclaim these jivas. All these literatures are meant for reclaiming. Claim is already there, but we have covered by this other thing. That's why I've forgotten the claim. So we have to reclaim. You please come here, experience nice, relieving thing from the pages of Bhagavad Gita, and you go out and propagate to the loudest of your speech. Pitch. Don't shout and quarrel unnecessarily. Yes, we want your loudest speech, but we want that pitch to be used in these things and not any other thing. Please, please. We are trying to reclaim you, and you try to reclaim other persons. This is how the parampara flows. It's not that we have a magic wand or we are magnet that you have come here. No. Supreme magnet is standing on the altar. Otherwise, who invites you here? Why should you come daily? Hey? Why are you moving here? You don't have anything to eat at home? Why? Unnecessarily you're troubling us. But he is helpless. Since last 13 days, he is troubling us. Man, don't you go to college? Don't you have mother, father? What's the difficulty with you? There is no difficulty. But helplessly he is attracted. If the powerful magnet is in the center here, wherever the iron pieces are, helplessly they are attracted. They don't have any choice. The gravitation force is there, and helplessly they run. We are like that. Helplessly you have to run. Somebody is just keeping them away. Otherwise everybody should crowd these places. Why we are keeping away and becoming completely morose? Our day is completely wasted when we forget these things. That's how. And then we become deceitful. And foolish, number one. Fools also have categories, you know. Ordinary fool is a fool. That's it. He's a fool, that's it. It doesn't mind. I'm fool. But there is another one. This is deluxe fool. You know, bus and deluxe bus. So So Deluxe has some more arrangement. This Deluxe fool, he's a fool, but he doesn't know that he's a fool. Hey, you should do like this, you should do like this. He doesn't understand himself, but he's led, he's completely misdirected. The Deluxe fool. And over the Deluxe fool, there is super excellent fool. Super excellent fool thinks that I am the best person in this world. Yesterday somebody was telling that he had been to some mental hospital and all these mental people had a meeting. And it was an extraordinary meeting. You know? Oh, sir is screaming, thinking that he is the controller of the whole universe. And they sat here and looked here and there and there. And man, it should be a very nice filming process. We should film the meeting of the mental world. And then one stood up and he said, now, what are you attracted for? Why are you here? You know? And the one mental person stood up and he said, I'm attracted to my cigarette. Yesterday I lost my cigarette. And I'm mad, I was mad. I felt ripping out the clothes. And all the fools were flat. We are just those fools. We are the mental hospital, except Krishna. Man, he's can you imagine? They are not mentals, we are also. Without Krishna, you are mental. Either you are on a spiritual platform or you are on a mental platform. One platform you must have. So choice is yours. You choose. And you are free to have a mental platform. The cat clap. He flaws the cigarette. And we are very, they are very proud. We had a meeting and we clapped the hands. And this John spoke very nice. You are a leader, John, you are a president. Bush is nothing in a compared. And John is very happy to be president because he lost a cigarette. This is our condition, man. We are terming them as a mental, we are not less than that. Please, come out with this insane condition. It's insane. Why are we losing our sanity? I don't know really. Why we are completely consumed with these lower things, that is sins, atheism, foolishness and deceitfulness. As soon as you remember these things by the grace of Prabhupada through his writing, hearing, Prabhupada becomes essential for upliftment. Otherwise, we are just mental, as I told you. Leave that mental platform and come to the spiritual platform. And that is our duty. Every day in the morning before you begin your mental activities, you have to come to the spiritual platform. And think there will be going to be mental. In a mental condition also, the spiritual man is very sane. Sanity prevails throughout his work. That is, we are stopping from mental condition and we are having spiritual platform background for all our activities. This is the way to behave in this world. Otherwise, insanity prevails. And we are consumed by the sinful, atheistic and foolish, deceitful. It is very difficult for us to transcend the duality of desire and hate. And we are greedy like anything. The greed is our ingredient. But greedy for the material things is very, very sinful. We want to grab, dhrut. Dhrut is the word in Bhagavatam. Dhrut means forcefully grab. That is dhrut. And that that sinful living entity was grabbing the land, you know, kingdom. That's why he was known as Dhritarashtra. Rashtra means land. Dhritarashtra, you know the Kaurava's father, Dhritarashtra. Blind man, he wanted to grab the kingdom. And this, because of grabbing tendency, Dhritarashtra, his whole dynasty was wiped out. Nobody was left except these blind people, him and his wife. And even then, after losing everything, see the Dhritarashtra, he went to the Pandavas with whom he fought. He wanted to kill them. And at the end, in the end of life, he went there and stayed as their guest. Again, Dhritarashtra, I am alive, he said. It doesn't matter why I am dead, why they are dead. Please, please, please. These are all examples in front of us. He was Dhritarashtra. I am Dhritadollar. Where is green thing? Where is green thing? Come on. And I lose all my existence just after this greed. And I may take a bundle of dollars from you, son, big stack, and I can't take it with me. At the time of death, the stack doesn't accompany me. Otherwise, we will see all the stacks of notes vanishing. Government will be in trouble to print again. No, nothing happens. Everything we have to live here, that is the eternal fact. We can't take our own body also. This is the truth to be realized. Real, it is, isn't it? Reality. Reality that I can't take anything from here. And this is reality, I am understanding this reality, that's why I am realized. That is the meaning of realized. The realized people don't have horns on their head. But their consciousness is completely changed. Because they have realized that nothing belongs to me. At the best I can use it here. Nothing is mine. And if everything is not mine, then why should I distribute? Why should I make everybody happy? Is it very difficult to understand? Hey son, is it very difficult? You understand, isn't it? Even then you are grab, and then sinful. Anyayana artha sanchayan. By illegal activities, we try to amass the wealth. And why kaam? Lusty desires. And to fulfill the lusty desires, we have to be greedy. It's a very nice story. Have you time? Yes. Some time is there. There is a beautiful story we remember about greed. There was Narasimha once was walking on the road, you know. So there was one beggar by the side of the road. So a beggar had a begging bowl. You know, in India there are long bowls here, begging bowl. You see, sir? Had you been to India? When was it? Huh? Bombay? Oh, there are plenty of bowls there. So the begging bowl he was keeping. And he saw Narada Muni coming, and it was very difficult for him to fill up that bowl. The bowl was very small, but nobody was able to fill it up. So for the whole of lifetime he was in trouble. So he said, this Muni is coming, he is not attached to anything, so he may be able to fill up my bowl. He said, Babji, he said, so nice to see you, you know. Then Narayana said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm begging. He said, what's the difficulty? He said, nobody can fill up this, my bowl. He said, it's so small bowl, nobody can fill up this, what's the difficulty? So, beggar said, I don't know. You know maybe, this bowl, nobody is able to fill, you know. He said, do one thing, I don't have anything, but I know Kuber. Kuber is the treasurer of demigods, you know, he's very rich. So I give you the letter here, and you go with my letter, immediately he will fill up this box. He's dancing, the beggar was dancing today. He said, my bowl will be full now. And said, come on, give me the lid. Narada had a computer and printer. He wrote a letter, my dear Kuvay, my dear friend Kuvay, I am sending this beggar. He has a small bowl. Please fill it up at the best as you can and as soon as you can. Your friend, the well-wisher, Narada Muni. With the letter, he grabbed the letter, the beggar went to the Kuvay in heavenly plants. He said, today I have bowl, my bowl is completely full. He was very happy. So he went there and showed, he met Kuvay and showed the letter. Kuvay was very happy that Narada Muni is writing. He opened the letter and he said, beggar, and this bowl, and please fill up this bowl as soon as possible. I said, what? Where is your bowl? The beggar showed the bowl. You want to fill it up? It's replacing. You want something more? I will give you two bowls. No, no, he said, I'm satisfied. If my bowl is full, I'm satisfied. Oh, he said, we then don't have again. So he had so many servants in him, called one servant, hey, go to the treasury and see that it is full. That went. That servant went and beggar followed, and servant went emptying the treasure in the bowl. But to his surprise, it was not full. So much treasury was emptied, and the thing was empty again and again. So he went running to Kuvay. He said, half of your treasure is gone, and the bowl is not full. Hey, you are asking, he said, what is that? Why is it not full? Get up and fill it up. So the whole treasure was empty, and even the bowl was empty. Again, that man did. Now he said, you are a poor man, you don't have anything left. Everything is gone in this bowl, and the bowl is not full. Treasure was conceived, he said, Narada Muni is a mad person. What type of bowl he had sent? So he went and asked Baba, show me your own bowl. And he said, Babaji, yeah. Why it is not full? I don't know. Nobody can fill it up. So that's why I came here. Cursing Narada like anything, where my whole treasure is gone. I am a poor man now, I don't have nothing to eat. My sandwich is absent. So in the meantime, Narada Muni was passing through there. He said, Narada, you are my friend. What type of bowl you have sent? So Narada said, what happened? He said, it's empty, my treasure is empty and the bowl is empty. So he said, hey, is it? He went to the beggar and said, show me your bowl. He said, Babaji, this is a... He said, no, it's a topsy-turvy. He might have thought that there is a hole in the bowl and that's why everything falls down. So as soon as he turned it away, other way, he saw that it's not the bowl, it is the human mind. Even the treasury of the Kuvay you empty, even then it is not satisfied. You are in Australia, so many green notes you have, and even then it's running out. You are very rich comparing India. In India people don't have anything, and they have the same body, two hands, two legs, and they are sleeping under the flyover. You are here in big houses, big businesses, big services, so much dollars, and even the daily is running like a dog. Please, greed has no solution. The less we have, we are happy. The more we have, we have to run again and again. He buys the shop. For the whole of life he runs the shop. He sells the shop. Again he works. He can't walk. He walks. He can't sit there. He sits. And one day he falls down dead. That's the end of the whole thing. So whatever you have amassed, somebody else will enjoy. Definite. Your bank balance will enjoy. Either bank will enjoy or your maybe sons or daughters or the grandsons, whoever they are going to enjoy. Please, please, please. Try to control yourself regarding this. And as soon as a man or a woman controls these lower modes, then they are happy in whichever condition they are, and they are very much serious about the spiritual platform. And then as soon as you are ready with the spiritual platform, then Prabhupada is very clear here. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the religious principles. This is the most important. We have religious principles. Get up early in the morning, may not be 4 o'clock, we are here at 4 o'clock, but may not be 4 o'clock, but earlier, before sunrise, you must get up. Maybe 5:30, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, according to your work. And please perform some humble puja, read some Bhagavad Gita, and you will be elevated. This is religious principles. And then who have acted piously, your all acts will be completely jananam, punya karmanam. And then that will help you to come out of duality. Whether you have little or more, you will not worry. Whether you win or lose, you don't worry. And you are in all these dualities, you are completely equal, equipoised. And that is the real happiness. We want to have whole wealth, but it's beyond our reach. So as soon as you understand these things, the happiness is there, satisfaction is there, and because the satisfaction is there, you are running after Krishna again and again, because therein you get the rest. It's the resting point. And as soon as you go to him, then sarva klesha parimukta, all your mental anguish is gone. You are completely nicely situated. Whatever we have, $10, we are happy. We have $1,000, we are happy. We have $1,000,000, we are happy. No dollars, we are happy. Everywhere is happiness. Please, this is the way to organize our life. We try hard, honestly, to amass the wealth. But it depends upon previous life's activities, piety, how much wealth we get. So please don't earnestly hanker too much. Be satisfied. You are already in a nice country. Nice money is coming. So be satisfied. Only Santosh will give you the best life, whatever little or more you have. Please remember these things and save yourself and the others whoever you come in contact with. This is propagation is needed. And this is Krishna consciousness. And we must stop here. Jai. Prabhupada ki. Have any questions?
Yeah.